What's up, podcast? So in this video, Dan talks about trusting your instinct and also about life and his opinion. So hope you guys please enjoy the video. Thank you.
If you're young, around my age, I'm 21, even older, one of the things that I'm realizing for myself, and I'm sharing this with you, is insecurity doesn't lead to anything good, whether it be decisions for your relationship, decisions for your business, decisions for your job, your, doesn't matter, whatever. I think it is a true weakness for being insecure, of being scared of anything to do with insecurity and being scared to take the next step, taking that leap of faith. And I just feel like that's a huge weakness that I battle with too every day. For some people it's relationships, for some people it's business, for some people it's money, for some people it can be anything. Get over it. You're probably losing something very valuable, whether it be an amazing result, positive result, or a negative result, but with a positive feedback. And you're missing out on that. I truly believe in having an internal compass, and your internal compass knowing what's best for you. Like, nobody knows that other than yourself. And I feel like surrounding yourself with people like-minded just pushes, that's why they say to do it, because it pushes your internal compass to do its thing, instead of surrounding yourself with a bunch of people who you don't resonate with. Surround yourself with people who have the life that you want to have, because you know what that means? You're just empowering your internal compass. And sometimes you need pain. Sometimes there's a pain that you require in order to grow, and that pain can be fucking horrible from where you stand today, but it builds the thick skin that you require for tomorrow. And not always, that's why when you listen to your heart, a lot of times you feel like what you're doing is wrong, but in reality it comes out to be bad, to be honest, at times. But the truth is, it's a pain that your internal compass knew that you need in order to grow. So whether good or bad, I truly believe in listening to your heart. It knows what's best for you. I truly, truly, truly believe that. That's one of the things that I practice myself. Sometimes I make decisions on a daily basis that my brain tells me no, but my heart says yeah. My gut says yes. Or my gut says no and my brain says yes. And at times they agree with each other. That rarely happens for me. I always listen to my gut, and I just know at the end of the day, long term, before I die, it's going to give me what I want, whether it be success, happiness, love, whatever. It knows what you need. Your gut knows what you need, whether it be success, like whether it be a successful result, like or something horrible. It knows what pain you need, and it knows how to gain that success in the long run. Maybe short term it fucks you up, but long term it'll give you what you want. And most people are afraid to go through that short term pain, and that's where they lose, that's where they become average. And that's just my perspective, because I haven't lived long enough to state that as a fact. But so far I see it everywhere, and clearly I'm talking from something that recently happened. But I'm very glad that I listened to my heart, because I know that the pain is something that next time, even something remotely similar comes, I'll be ready for it. Anyways, basically what I'm trying to say is, listen to your heart.